婚好像是一个非常简单的一件小小的事情。
The way we talk about the word divorce, it seems like it's such a small matter.
但是离婚不是那么小的事情。
And yet, in reality, divorce is not a small matter.
离婚是一个很严重的事。
It is a very, very serious thing.
刚才我们读的马可福音那里说，神所配合的人不可分开，在神的婚姻观里面没有离婚这个事。
And yet, in just now, in Martin said, "What God has put together, no man shall put asunder."
神要我们的婚姻是一个终身的尾声。
So God wants our marriage to be a total commitment for the life.
是一生的
，forever.
除非死把两个人分开。
Unless death shall separate two.
所以讲到尾声，讲到 commitment， 第一点。绝不提离婚。
So when we talk about the commitment to each other, the first thing we talk about is never talk about divorce.
第二点是绝不让第三者介入。
And the second point is never allow the third person to come in between you.
刚才这句第八节，马可福音第八节讲得很好，他们两个人，他们不再是两个人，乃是一了。
Verse 8 of Mark here said that these two are no longer two, but one.
既然是一，中间怎么开还可以插很多东西进去啊
？So if it is one, then how can you put anything in between?
这个在创世纪当神设立婚姻的时候说，人要离开父母与妻子联合，那个联合在希伯来文是一种很强的强力，叫把它粘在一起 ，glue together.
In the scripture, the Hebrew original said, man shall leave his father and mother and cleave.To his wife. The cleave in the original word is really mean like sticking together as glue.
所以既然已经粘在一起了，分不开。
So if they're glued together, they cannot be separated again.
如果硬要把它分开的话，一定有伤痕。
If you have to force it, the separation, then there is hurt.
而且他们既然是成为一的话，中间不应该还有东西夹进去。
So if they have become one, there should not be anything in between them.
但是很可惜的，就是我们看到许多的婚姻有第三者插在里头。
And yet, very sadly, we see that a lot of marriages have the third person or third thing in between.
你说的第三者是谁啊
？So, what are you talking about? The third object, subject?
外遇。
外遇。Yeah.
Oh well, extramarital affair. Another man, another woman.
有时候是父母。
Sometimes it's a parent.
还有没有？亲戚
relatives
还有没有
事业
that's right the career
还有没有侍奉
yes service in the church
还有没有
and any more children
yeah 孩子
yes children
嗜好
yes your hobby
都成为第三者夹在夫妻的中间。
So these all become the third thing that is in between the husband and wife.
有许多的家庭就是第三者把婚姻破坏了。
A lot of times it's this third object or subject that has separated the marriage.
外遇当然就破坏婚姻。
Of course, an extra man and woman separate the marriage.
但是我们从来没有想到父母也会成为第三者破坏婚姻。
But we have never realized that parents can also be the third person that is separating them.
甚至有许多的家庭是儿女来破坏他们之间的。
Even to a point that a lot of families let the children be the separator.
我去年听到一个很难过的一个事情。
Last year I heard a news that was very sad.
有一对夫妇结婚了十年都没有孩子。
A couple has been married for 10 years but they still cannot have a child.
他们非常非常想要孩子。
They really wanted to have children.
他们就到处找医生，请医生看看怎么样帮助他们有孩子。
So they've been looking everywhere for medical advice and see how they can have a child.
过了十年以后，终于妻子怀孕了，得到一个孩子。
So finally, after 10 years, the wife got pregnant and so they got a child.
两夫妇高兴得不得了。
So both of them were so joyful and happy.
那个孩子真是他们两个人的心肝宝贝。
This is really their treasure in their heart.
结果过了不到一年。
But yet, not more than a year later.
他们两个人离婚了。
They got a divorce.
你知道原因是什么？
Do you know the reason why?
就是这个第三者加入了，加在他们婚姻当中，把他们的婚姻破坏了。
It's because this third little person is in between them and separated them.
他们没有把夫妻关系放在第一。
They have not put their relationship between each other to be the first.
在家庭所有的关系当中，夫妻永远要放第一。
So within all the relationships in the family, should always put the husband and the wife relationship the first.
我们每一个人现在坐在这里的每一个人都有许许多多的家庭关系。
So every one of us that sitting here have many many relationships within our family.
我们可以做一个自我反省。
So we can look inside ourselves a little bit.
到底我有没有把我的妻子或者我的丈夫放在？最重要的地位。
Have I put my husband or my wife on the first most important part of my life?
在所有的家庭关系之中，夫妻关系是第一。
So within all the family relationships, the one between husband and wife is the most important.
有一次，有一个妻子跑来跟我说：“李师母，我实在很生气。”
One time, a wife came to me and said, "Mrs. Lee, I'm just really mad."
我不知道我在我心中。先生的心中是占第几位
I don't even know what place do I have in my husband's heart
我说怎么样他心中有些什么事啊
So I was wondering what is in her mind
他说李师母你认得我先生啊他心中第一位当然是神
So he said Mrs. Lee of course you know my husband You know that his first one of course is God
第二位呢是事业
The second is his career
第三位是儿子
And the third is his son
第四位是爸爸妈妈
and before this is parents
我都不知道我是老几
I don't even know where I could come in
我们自己也可以反省一下我们心中的地位怎么样排
so we can also look at ourselves and see how we line our relationships up
第二的优先就是夫妻是第一
so we just talked about the second priority is husband and wife should be the first
现在我们又把这个镜头再往下缩小在夫妻之中谁第一
and now we're going to narrow that down a little bit now within husband and wife who should be the first who should be the first
case by case 我们是从事业家庭侍奉这个大的然后我们说家庭第一然后家庭里面呢夫妻第一夫妻的里面谁第一
So we have been talking about career and the service in church and the family is that family is the first and then within the family the husband and wife is the first now within husband and wife who is the first
好我们也看一处圣经
OK we all look at another scripture
我们看以弗所书第五章
This is in Ephesus chapter 5
有很多圣经熟的人一听以弗所书第五章就知道讲什么了
Many people that know the scripture well the minute they hear Ephesians 5 they know exactly what we're going to talk about
一定你会说那我知道他的答案了
Oh I know her answer who is going to be the first
我们读以弗所书第五章二十节到二十五节
So let's read Ephesians 5 chapter 5 verse 20 to 25
我们还是同声来读希望大家读完了以后你告诉我谁第一
20-25 Let's all read it together
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神又当成敬畏基督的心彼此顺服你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主因为丈夫是妻子的头如同基督是教会的头他又是教会全体的救主教会怎样顺服基督妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督爱教会为教会舍己我们就读到这里那么我们读完了以后在夫妻之间谁第一
So after we read this who do you think should be the first within husband and wife
你们可以大声一点
点
谁第一
who should be the first
我们刚才读的在这二十节到二十五节里面讲到哪些角色 有人说谁煮饭谁就第一。我们再看一下好不好？二十节到二十五节，你们从前面一直仔细的看下去。
Let's look at it carefully again. Who should be the first? Who are the few people that are mentioned in here?
谁应该是第一呢？在夫妻之间。
先生
。这里有人说先生第一，有人说神第一。
Some said God and some said husband.
我们仔细的看一下经文哈。二十一节说纯敬畏基督的心彼此顺服，是讲到先生还是讲妻子？两个人。
Verse 21 is talking about both husband and wife subjecting to Christ.
是要尊敬谁？基督，对不对？然后二十二节说做妻子的要顺服丈夫，如同顺服谁？如同顺服主。我们也
So verse 22 did say that wives be subject to their own husband as to the Lord.
然后25节说做丈夫的要怎么样？
And yet verse 25 said what does the husband have to do?
要爱妻子如同什么？如同基督爱教会。
They have to love their wives like Christ loved the church.
你有没有发现每一个都提到了谁？
So both talked about Christ too.
而且你会发现是先要两个人都敬畏基督。
So you realize that it has to be both of them have to love and subject to the Lord.
所以夫妻之间的第一优先，谁第一位？现在答案已经出来了，也不是说丈夫一定是说第一位是神，第一位是神。所以在第三个优先里面的夫妻之间的第一位是神。
So within this, the third, okay, this relationship between the husband and wife, God is the first.
神永远要在夫妻之间居首位。
God has to be always the first between a husband and wife.
这个三角形的图画我们已经看了无数次。
We have seen this triangle many, many times.
但是我们发现在生活的应用上面我们常常忽略三角形。
And yet, a lot of times in our real practical lives, we have neglected this triangle.
神在夫妻的上面的时候，他一直都有地位的时候，而且当夫跟妻都爱神的时候，他们之间的关系就更加的亲近。
When God is always above the husband and wife in his right position, and that both husband and wife love the Lord together, then the relationship between them are good.
所以我们看到这条线越靠近神，他们之间的距离也越近。
So we can see that dotted line in between the more the wife and husband each one is closer to the Lord, the closer they are to each other.
所以我们今天讲到一个要侍奉神的家庭，一个健全的家庭有三个 priority。
That's why today when we're talking about a family that wants to serve the Lord together has three priorities.
三个第一优先最重要的事情。
The three most important things.
在事业、侍奉、家庭这三件事当中，家放在第一。
So within the career and your service to God and your family, family is the number one.
也是在家庭里面，夫妻是第一。
And within a family, husband and wife is number one.
在夫妻之间，神是第一。
And then within, between the husband and wife, God is the number one.
有一句话我也非常的喜欢，是说婚姻不仅仅是为两个人，婚姻乃是两个人联合在一起来侍奉神。
And there's another phrase that I like very much. It's that marriage is not merely for each other. It is two joining hands to serve God.
我们的婚姻有一个至终的目的是要侍奉神。
There is a aim, a purpose for our marriage is to serve God.
就是我们这次的主题，家庭与侍奉。
And that's why it is the theme of this retreat is family and service.
当我们刚才讲三个优先的时候，我们是从大讲到小。
Just now when we're talking about the three priorities, we're talking from the large things to the small.
但是等到我们去生活实行出来的时候，我们是从小一直实行到大。
But yet when in our practical life, we need to start with from the small and large to the large.
也就是说我们先把神放在第一位。
That means that we first put God in the first place.
然后我们就把我们的家庭再放在第一位。
And then we will put our family first.
然后我们进入我们的事业和侍奉。
And then we enter into our career and our service in the church.
当我们的生活的次序排对了以后
So when the priorities of our life is in the right sequence
我们的一生才是一个有效的充实的人生
Then our life would be a meaningful and abundant and also a very fulfilling life
不但我们有一个幸福美满的家庭
Not only do we have a very happy and blessed family
我们也有一个讨神喜悦的侍奉
And we also will have a service to God that will please God
而且也会有很多成功的事业
And also we will have many successful careers at the same time
有一个化妆品的老板是叫 Mary Kay
There is a very special a very famous cosmetic lady called Mary Kay
她的见证登在宇宙光上面
And her testimony was in 宇宙光 the cosmic light
那么她就讲说我的事业今天能够这样的成功因为我有一个秘诀
She said, my business is so successful now because there is a secret.
我因为我把神放第一，家第二，事业第三。
And she said, it's because I put God to be number one, and then my family, and then my career.
今天我们知道她是一个非常有成就的人。
We know that today she's a very, very successful lady.
今天我们追求事业的成功的时候，我们不要忘记我们的次序排队，我们的事业才会。
So if today we are striving for success in our careers, we need to remind us of this priority, how we should line them up.
我们今天早上有三个钟头的时间，所以要讲到下面一个很重要的题目，讲到夫妻之间的沟通以前，我们有一段休息的时间，所以在休息以前，我们要做个祷告，请李牧师带领我们做祷告，以后呢。也许我们可以有15分钟的休息。
Okay, we're going to have 15 minutes of recess before we go into the communication. And right now, let's pray.
天父，求你给我们一个谦卑受教的心。主啊，我们在你面前都是蒙恩的人。主啊，当我们是一个蒙恩的人的时候，我们也想到我们常常暴露在魔鬼撒旦的攻击和今天这个世界的潮流之中。所以求主你给我们智慧，求主你给我们恩典，求你给我们力量。让我们真是不只是在教会里面做一个你忠心的管家，让我们也学习怎么样在家庭里面做你忠心的管家。恩主，我们求主你继续的施恩带领我们这个聚会，主啊，让我们常常能够在你自己的话语里面听到你向我们发出的声音。我们继续的把这个专辑仰望在主你手中，让我们像玛利亚一样能够在你的面前反复思想你向我们所提出来的提醒，祷告感谢交托靠耶稣基督的
名，阿门。
Thank you.